This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's government is facing calls for a ceasefire from some of its closest European allies. Protesters at home also want a ceasefire to free more hostages. The deadly shooting of three hostages who waved a white flag added to concerns about Israel's wartime conduct. Israel could come under more pressure to scale back major combat operations when the U.S. Defense Secretary visits Monday. The Israeli military claims to have found a 4-kilometer tunnel big enough to drive a car through, stretching from Gaza City to a crossing at the Israel border used by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari showed reporters the exit point of the tunnel, located just 100 meters south of the checkpoint at Erez. The Erez crossing is one of the sites Hamas overran on October 7th, killing 1,200 Israelis and taking 240 others hostage. Generally, the tunnels shown to the media by the group or by the Israeli military after their discovery have been narrow and low, designed for single-file movement of gunmen on foot. The tunnel shown by Hagari had shafts plunging vertically downward that he said suggested it was part of a wider network.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Pope Francis, who turned 87 on Sunday, again suggested Israel was using terrorism tactics in Gaza. He spoke out against the reported killing by the Israeli military of two Christian women who had taken refuge in a church complex. An Israeli foreign ministry spokesperson said the incident was still under review and had no immediate comment on the Pope's words.